Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 19 of our In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. Our topic today is give and grow. John Bunyan once wrote, "There was a man, some called him mad. The more he gave, the more he had." And our text today is Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessings will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered." Now here are our thoughts. In Proverbs 11, 24 and 25, we find a reminder that it pays to be generous and it costs to be selfish. Verse 24 states a powerful principle of giving. The one who gives freely grows richer. If we give generously, we will grow spiritually. If we withhold what we should be given, we will suffer. John Phillips describes the meaning of this scripture with these words: "Every well-taught believer knows that while we do not give in order to get, God is no man's debtor. Nobody can outgive God. As a general rule, the more we give, the more we receive. The stingy person lacks common sense and spiritual understanding. We have both a social and a spiritual responsibility to be generous. The person who is mean with his money soon shrivels up inside." And Stephen Lennox, author of Proverbs, a Bible commentary in the Wesleyan tradition, adds this following insight. Two men are pictured. One is generous, while the other is frugal. Reason would say that the first will reduce his wealth through his extravagance, while the second will become wealthier through thrift and compound interest. Reason, however, does not always take into account the actions of God. While he has put into our hands a great potential for wealth through hard work, economy, and common sense, true prosperity lies outside our power. If we freely share our resources with others, he will bless us with even more. If we refuse to be charitable, we will find ourselves working against God, and poverty will be the result. Now, John Wesley knew how important constant generosity was to continual spiritual growth. Wesley was deeply concerned that withholding God's blessings for personal gain would stop God's future blessings, which would be detrimental to the church. Wesley believed strongly that giving generously was the key to growing richer in spiritual blessings. The truths are being found in Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. They provide a perfect opportunity to learn from Wesley's views on giving. He said, "Stewardship is at the heart of the Wesleyan revival, and John Wesley considered it an integral component of Christian discipleship. It was a consistent theme of his preaching and personal practice. Giving of financial resources was a necessary spiritual discipline of every member of the Wesleyan classes and societies. For Wesley, no one was exempt from the commandment to love God and neighbor, and giving was an expression of that love." Toward the end of his life, Wesley's sermons and writings began reflecting a growing concern for the future of the people called Methodist. The movement was numerically strong with about 50,000 in England, and the new American church was growing rapidly. However, Wesley saw signs of demise. To Wesley, the most evident threat was the growing wealth of the Methodist. He believed that Christianity has within it the seeds of its own demise. Discipleship makes us more diligent and frugal, and as we become more diligent and frugal, wealth increases. Wesley considered wealth and the failure to give the most serious threats to the Methodist movement in particular and Christianity in general. In 1789, Wesley noted that the Methodist taught all but ignored the third point of his sermon on the use of money, which had been printed some 30 years earlier. He wrote, "Of the three rules which are laid down, you may find many that observe the first rule, gain all you can. You may find a few that observe the second, save all you can. But how many have you found that observe the third rule, give all you can?" Methodists in every place grow diligent and frugal. Consequently, they increase in goods. Since they proportionally increase in pride, anger, and the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of life. So although the form of religion remains, the spirit is swiftly vanishing away. How can our money not sink us into hell? There's one way, and there's no other unto heaven. If those who gain all they can and save all they can will likewise give all they can, then the more they gain, the more they will grow in grace, and the more treasure they will lay up in heaven. In Wesley's own words, he said, "Save all you can by cutting off every expense which serves only to indulge foolish desire, to gratify either the desire of the flesh or the desire of the eye or the pride of life. Waste nothing on sin or folly, whether for yourself or your children. And then give all you can, or in other words, give all you have to God. Earning, saving, and giving are all means of giving oneself to God." Giving for Wesley was a means of expressing generosity rooted in gratitude for God's generosity. Generosity is a means of fulfilling the great commandment to love God and one another. Wesley was convinced that if Methodists would give all they could, then all would have enough. Stewardship is gift-full living so that all God's children have a place at the table of abundance. Now, here's some questions if you'll answer them honestly. Number one, in what ways have you been tempted to use all of God's blessings on your desires? Number two, do you believe in the principle from Scripture that God blesses you and others through your giving? If so, how are you living out that truth that you believe? Number three, how is your willingness to freely give connected to your faith in God? And number four, in what ways have you seen other people suffer while believers spend more money on themselves? Let's pray. Father, Wesley was concerned about the future of Methodists because it was easy to see how sometimes people were more stingy and not generous. Oh God, may we take seriously what he teaches us about earning all we can, saving all we can, but then giving all we can. May we do that. In Jesus' name, amen.